And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I got to pause here, by the way, and just tell you, ZLA Solutions, been with us since the beginning, all right? ZLA Solutions, epic good at what they do. So they are doing all kinds of things right now to help businesses with their business, you know, needs, their solutions. They can help you with things like sorting and containment. They can help you with quality control. They can do things like, handle your logistics and your warehousing. But all said and done, you've got any number of things they can do for you, but staffing is still their bread and butter. I mean, just way cool what they can do. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can recruit for you the one or two people you need that have special niche skills that are hard to find. They can get you an entire shift of people with entry-level skills working in automotive manufacturing, working in the service industry, or working in, you know, hospitals, whatever. They're doing it for lots of big-name employers right now all over the northern half of our state and beyond. And so I just want to encourage you, if you need people, if you need help with stuff, contact them. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And then do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, we're doing number three of the Triple Dipper. My word, the text messages have gone bananas. I don't know that I'll be able to get to them all right now, but we'll try and catch a few more before the show's over. Let me jump into number three of the Triple Dipper. Race baiters and charlatans, I'm calling it. Race baiters and charlatans. Well, so what am I talking about there? Well, what's happened here in the last few years is that racism has become the absolute excuse for just about anything. And it's bizarre. And it's not just racism. It's like also that it's okay to have reverse racism as long as it counters what they claim is a base racism. How's that work? Two wrongs make a right, apparently. Well, so the end result is this. Racism exists, and I know it. It does. Racism is not systemic in the United States. It is not. Racism does exist, and there are pockets of places where you may find it more than others, but you are not finding that the entire U.S. Army is systemically racist. You are not finding that the entire police department of Birmingham, Alabama is racist. You're not finding that full-on corporations in America are fully racist. They're not. And by the way, the laws of the land prevent that. But it's easy to use racism as the bait for getting what you want when you're a liberal. And they do it all of the time. It's become a cash cow for some. Story here, Black Lives Matter has become, in my opinion, the epitome of better check them out and make sure they got some serious, you know, underpinnings before you start giving them money. Well, it's all the house of cards is starting to fall. Came out just a couple weeks ago. Black Lives Matter tax documents show that executives within the organization raked in millions, while the group overall ended the year $9 million in the red. So they are so in debt right now, and yet they're still paying each other massive sums of money. Says the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation ended the financial year with a deficit of $8.55 million, while still paying companies owned by the people close to the organization millions. A number that represents a staggering decline from its $42 million that it banked last year. So at least the donations have finally begun to wane. So the tax documents posted online show the group raked in about $8.5 million, but they spent $17 million on expenses. So let me just advise you, that's not the way you run a business. I'm pretty sure that's not what we call float. It's okay to have a line of credit where it's a while when the receivables are slow, you draw a little on the line of credit so you can keep things afloat, right? No, that's not what they did. They literally spent twice as much as they brought in. Good Lord. It says a large chunk of the money was spent making payments to companies that are owned by individuals close to the group, including $1.69 million for, quote, management and consulting services, paid to a company owned by Shalemiah Bowers, who replaced Patrice Cullors. So in other words, the new president of BLM paid $1.69 million to a company owned by the president of BLM. Black Lives Matter Grassroots, another sister organization, has also accused Bowers of siphoning off millions, and they filed suit. So now, right now, not only are they hemorrhaging, but the different parts of the company are suing themselves. Bowers is not the only person to benefit from the group's large expenditures, with board member Danielle Edwards receiving $1.63 million for consulting services. Meanwhile, Patrice Cullors, her brother, started his own security company. He's been paid $756,000. Yeah, that's how nepotism works, especially when you're a race baiter and people are just handing you money. Please don't say mean things about us. Please don't dox our company. Please don't protest and make us have to come outside and kneel down with you on the front steps of our company. Please don't do that. We'll give you money. How much? That's what's happening. How about this? Let's talk more about these race baiters and charlatans. How about this one? The teachers union. Postmillennial has a story that came out just about 6 weeks ago. It says a union that represents New York City's public school teachers is holding a workshop to reduce, you ready for it? The harmful effects of whiteness in our lives. Why is that okay? This is the teachers union holding a they're getting continuing ed credit for this. It even says down at the bottom here, here's a quote, United Federation of Teachers members who are also licensed mental health professionals may earn 2 credentialed hours for completing the seminar, which could lead to higher paying positions. Hey, we'll give you continuing ed credit, and we'll also maybe help your resume to get you a raise if you'll come to our seminar where we teach about the harmful effects of whiteness in our lives. Oh, it gets better. The title of the whole seminar was Holding the Weight on Whiteness. The event's landing page says the course is, brace yourselves, about cultural humility and inclusion and will allow us inclusion. It's about cultural humility and inclusion. The harmful effects of whiteness. It will allow us to discuss how whiteness relates to privilege and identity and how both become normalized and invisible. The page listed out key cultural themes like the workshop for teachers, the workshop for teachers. Let that sink in. These are the ones that they're giving continuing ed to help them be better teachers. It's going to teach them about internalized racism, privilege, microaggressions, and white identity related to Latinx communities. What the heck? So basically, the teachers union, which, by the way, is led by a white lady named Randy Weingarten. This is the United Federation of Teachers. Yeah. They're going to hold a seminar for continuing ed to help teachers be better teachers by teaching them that certain kids in your class are not worth it because they're white. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there was a time in this country, and I know it, there was a time in this country when black people were, by law, and systemically treated that way, and it was wrong. And we moved away from it. Rightfully so, we moved away from it. And by the way, no state has moved further than Alabama has. And yet, here we are today watching the teachers' union hold a continuing ed course on the harm of whiteness. Oh, my gosh. I got a caller on line one. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing real good. We're heading home from the hospital, and Carolyn thanks everyone for their thoughts and prayers.
Well, we're glad to hear it. So she stayed overnight, huh?
Yeah, had overnight, and everything's doing real good, and then she's feeling great.
So we're glad to hear it, man.
Got to go home and rest now.
Well, she's a Terminator. You tell her I said so.
Yeah, she's listening to you right now. She thanks you.
Well, good. What's on your mind today, man?
You're wrong. There is systemic racism.
Uh-oh.
If you've not... against white people. I mean, when the government discriminates against any certain group, which I think right now you're being told by the courts to, you have to have 2 minority districts in Alabama, based on race. So, you know, that's affirmative actions and everything. That's based on race. That's against white people. Anywhere where you see that you have a law or something says that we have to hire so many people of different races, whether they're qualified or not. So there is systemic racism against white people.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, when did this flip become allowable? And who was it, by the way, that sat in a room and goes, "Hey, here's how we make things better. Let's flip it and be discriminatory against, I don't know, that group, not this group." I mean, when did someone think this is the way to do it?
I think in the 1960s, be my guess, the Johnson administration, I think. Well, they got to win affirmative action started, didn't it?
Well, the whole thing boggles the mind. But isn't it amazing, though, too, Jeff? Race baiters and charlatans is what I'm calling this section of the Dipper. How many people are making money off of the allegation of racism who are then racist in themselves?
Oh, yeah. Al Sharpton is a real good example.
He pioneered it.
Racist person. That's how he made his money anyway. And he keeps making his money that way. It boggles the mind that anybody believes a word the man says.
Well, his credibility should have gone out with Tawana Brule back in the day, but no, somehow or another, he always manages to come back. Anyway. Well, listen, hey, brother, we're up against the break. I am so glad that your sweet wife is out and about, and you go home and baby her and fix her dinner and do all the things that you're supposed to do.
That's what we're going to do.
All right, man.
Have a good one, Phil.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye. All right, let's take it to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day. This has been a good show, Boone. I mean, this has been like wide open good show.
Absolutely.
And the text messages are still going, so we'll see what we got when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, by the way, you hear ads playing during the break. Let me tell you, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations that we're on. We own our content. But just like any other business, we have to have the revenue streams to support what we do. And one of the ways that we do that is we sell ads. And so if you listen to the show and you're like, man, those guys, they got it going on. They say all the things that I think, and I want my business to be affiliated with them. Well, we would love to have you. The way it works is you don't call the stations. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. It's got all of our stuff on it, lots of things on that content-heavy website. But one of them is an advertising tab. You click on that, send us a message, and we'll get in touch with you right away. We would love to have you on the team. Yeah, if you want to advertise a Right Side Radio, come on. We'll talk about it. Go to rightsideradio.org. Click advertising. Send us a message. The text lines have been amazing today, bro. I mean, I'm just saying they are.
They're crazy. I mean, I just need to play it again. There we go. They've just blown up.
Did you see John from Huntsville? So John from Huntsville, who grades us every day on how the show goes, he says, the winner of today's show is Boomer with an A++ for an ample amount of sound effects and for saying that Frosted Flakes are his favorite cereal, because they've always been my favorite, too. Then he said, Phil finishes in second place with an A+, and Brian from Huntsville ties Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson for third place with a B-.
Is he just getting back at Brian from yesterday?
I guess. I love it when our listeners have things to say about to each other. And they use us as their weapon. You know? Thomas from Athens says, consider playing the clip from I Have a Dream speech, when a man is judged by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. Outstanding. You're right. Absolutely, sir. Which, by the way, was a great speech. David from Madison says, I somewhat disagree that there's always racism. I think there's always prejudice at different levels, which is similar to racism, but also different. He says, one might have prejudice toward a certain group or even a race, but that does not automatically make them a racist. There is a distinction. Too many times, I think, people misuse the word racist when they should be using the word prejudice instead. Neither one of the words are positive in nature, but I think we as a society have adopted a specific word and apply it as a general term inaccurately. Well, that was a well-thought-out text. I step back and just ponder that for a moment.
That
All
was
right.
good.
Well said, David from Madison. Brian from Huntsville says, Bidenomics, the 30-year-old EBT in his parents' basement investing. Pastor Barnes texted in and said, Phil, EVs are dangerous and not better for the environment. They actually get most of their power from fossil fuels. I agree. They explode upon even moderate, mostly side impact. They catch fire, he says, and electronically lock the doors when batteries come in contact with water. No EV from me and my family. Grace and peace to everyone. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you. What else we got in here? TL from Huntsville. EVs are not zero emission. There you have it. Ron from Huntsville. Google says, what are we talking about here? China. He says, I wonder if China has any e-cars. Google says they have 33% of their total volume. I guess they're just hosing their people along with the rest of us. JT from Lacey Springs says, quoting a previous texter, 90% of EVs are still on the road. The other 10% made it home.
I didn't know where he's going with that.
I didn't either.
Oh, Brian from Huntsville had to pull over just a second ago because he was laughing so hard at John's gravy.
Oh man, JT from Lacey Springs. I may have to put that one on social media and give you credit, man. That was awesome. Listen, hey, the last couple things I'll say in this race baiters and charlatans thing. Story off of Fox News came out yesterday. Got a professor at Penn State. Penn State. That's no backwater university. That's Penn State. Penn State professor says the school forced him to teach the English language is white supremacy. Wow. What? A professor is suing Pennsylvania State University for race discrimination after he was subjected to instruction that the English language is racist and the embodiment of white supremacy, along with additional tirades against white people in a professional development setting. So, yeah, they bring in these trainers so they can check the block on their wokeness that say the most amazingly awful things. And this professor said he was individually singled out for ridicule and humiliation because of the color of his skin, and he filed a lawsuit which has been filed for him by the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism. That's fair. His name is, where does it go? Zach DePiro. He was an English professor at Penn State. When he complained about the continuous stream of racial insults that were directed at white faculty in the writing department, the director of Affirmative Action Office told... There you go. He went to the wrong place. The director of the Affirmative Action Office told him that there is a problem with the white race, and that he should attend anti-racist workshops until you get it, and that he might have mental health issues. Wonderful. It's a university training up the next generation of leaders for our country, right? How about this one, though? Biology professor, this is on the Post-Millennial, dated yesterday. Biology professor fired from a Texas college after saying that sex is determined by chromosomes. I call this race baiters and charlatans, not all about race. Sometimes it's about this, the charlatans that use our tax dollars to foist their agenda on people. It says at St. Philip's College in San Antonio, a biology professor, Johnson Varkey, was fired after 20 years of teaching. Four students walked out of his class after he said that sex is determined by chromosomes. Y'all, he's a biology professor. If you want to have, you know, fictional ideas about life, go to your creative writing class. But a biology professor fired because he said sex is determined by chromosomes? Anyway, according to a letter sent to the college by First Liberty Legal Group, Varkey received an email from Randall Dawson, the vice president for academic success at St. Philip's. The email said, I am sending you notification that Alamo College's District Human Resources Department is in receipt of an ethics violation complaint related to your facilitation of biology class. I'm just telling you, man. These race baiters and charlatans, they are out there. Stay on your toes. Give them no quarter. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then.